This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
Today's call of the day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. I think C-Mac loves Aaron Boone more than anybody else, and not just because he's being a homer, because he really believes Boone has done a good job. And when Boone was in here with us, BT, he recorded some liners, so apparently, you know, Boone also, you know, knows the station as well, and he was recording some liners that we have that were for C-Mac show at some point that we're going to use. Go ahead, Hoff.
This is Aaron Boone, and you're listening to Chris McGonigal. What'd I say? Chris McMonigal. I will do that again. That's Chris McMonigal.
Very familiar with this work. I'll skip.
This is going to be...
Sorry, Chris. Chris McMonigal.
Hey! Just how about C-Mac there, Booney? How about that, buddy? Let's truncate it for you.
I love Booney. I never heard that before.
Me neither.
Hoff was telling me he was funny, but how about he goes, sorry, Chris?
I mean, he got three redos. Can we get a redo with Cortez, Freddie Freeman of the World Series, Booney?
By the way, we're watching. That game is on right now on MLB Network. God, we have it on in studio.
You're watching. I'm not
Stan
watching
just hit the two-run bomb. I'm waiting for the decision. I want to see Nasty Nestor as he takes out Freddie Freeman.
Yeah.
God, I miss baseball. I can't wait for it. We'll do more Rodgers tomorrow, BT. We were saying we were going to get to it. Obviously, we're out of time here. We got 15 minutes, so we'll finish up on the phone. So we'll do more Rodgers tomorrow. Also, we'll react to Alonzo's comments. I cannot wait to hear what Pete has to say.
Yeah.
He should be speaking, I think, within the next hour or so.
What is your guess? And I agree. I think those are two really good topics tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to hearing what Pete says. What is your guess? Is he overly enthusiastic? Is he kind of short with it?
But like, my main thing is going to be I want to see authenticity. Remember, Cohen said that he wanted to go down there and he felt he needed to take matters into his own hands and go see Alonzo face to face and let him know they wanted him and, you know, find out from the human element. I don't want to hear robotic Pete. I don't want to hear I don't want to hear the normal, you know, player speak. I don't want to hear that nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear the canned contrived answers. I want to hear honesty. Hey, this is a rough off season. I think I'm worth a lot more. I'm happy to be where I wanted to be with the Mets. This is where I wanted to be the whole time, so I'm happy to be back. But I want to go out there and prove that I'm worth a bigger contract so I could be a lifelong Met. Like, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If that's how he truly feels. If he doesn't, then I want to hear authenticity, and I'll be able to identify it right away with
all of them. Yeah, I think we all will. He's a little goofy, but he's pretty authentic when he grabs the mic after a game or when he speaks. Now, maybe he's going to be more guarded. You got to remember, he's wounded. I mean, he didn't win the negotiation. Yeah, I know he's making $30 million at first base, but he didn't win this stare down. It's like, all right, you know, everybody kind of settled a little bit and compromised. He didn't have a knockout of the Mets. He just didn't.
Okay, so if somebody asked him, were you embarrassed at all at this offseason, what do you think the response would be or should be?
And if they actually used the word embarrassed, I would love to hear this.
If they say, how tough was it?
Okay, I got you. How tough was it? It was tough. You know, I'm a human being. And, you know, it's hard to prepare for the season when you don't necessarily know where you're going to be. I know where my heart was, and I was hoping the business worked out. you know, it worked out maybe not as long as I wanted it to work out, but, you know, we got Juan and we got a team, and let's go win and let's revisit business down the road. Boom, that's the answer.
And maybe I don't need him to say, like, yeah, I was embarrassed, but yeah, it was difficult. Like, I feel like I've given everything I have to this team, and I'm one of the pure power hitters. The game's best power hitters.
Yeah.
And to be devalued in this market, you know, maybe not dissimilar to what Saquon Barkley or Josh Jacobs or Derrick Henry, other running backs would say in the NFL, maybe that's what Pete should be honest about. I just don't want to hear the canned bullcrap, phony, like, you know, whatever message. And I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea. I just hope that it's authentic, real, accepting and acknowledging what the situation was, which wasn't a pleasant one for anybody, the fans, Pete, or the team.
I wouldn't even mind, and you just kind of hit it. Give me a little flex. You are one of the premier power hitters in baseball. You could say it.
Right.
Say it.
Or now I'm happy. You know what? Yeah, the offseason was tough, but I'm the highest paid first baseman in the sport, and I'm going to go out there and earn even more. Hoff, you were saying he ran into Stearns. What happened?
Yeah, they were on the field, and he walked by. He was like nodding his head, and then he stopped, put his bat down, shook his hand, and then Stearns gave him a pat on the back, and then Pete gave him like a nice little pat on the back.
Pete stuck a knife right in the back of his, right his shoulder blade, and then he turned it five times.
Hey, look, ultimately, regardless of what is said today, time will tell.
Yep.
Meaning beyond this year. Like, you get the feeling Mets fans are happy and Alonso's back. Yeah, that's great for now. We're going to go through this whole thing again next year, assuming Pete produces this year to a high level.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, the worst case is going to be in 2 years again. But nobody seems to feel like this is going to be a long-term marriage. Let's change the narrative. Maybe they could. Go out there, produce, and maybe the Mets do say, you know what, we do value, and we're going to extend you and make you a lifelong Met, and then it could feel different than the way that it feels now.
Yeah, I think the reason why it's so interesting to me, aside from the obvious, is it's going to give us a look at his mental state, which was not great a year ago. You know, he didn't, and I'm not saying it's easy to handle this stuff. I get it. You drive him to the ballpark. You're right. Yeah, granted, we'd all love to get calls from our agents for 25, 30 million, you know, yeah. 70 million, 75, 90. Okay, great. But you still have to compartmentalize the business aspect, and it's not as easy as we sometimes make it out to be. And I want to hear if he's free of the burden, because I think if he sounds a little loose, I think it's probably a good sign for how he plays.
Agreed 100% with what you just said. All right, let's get back to the phones. Evan and Merrick wants to talk about Frankie Montas. What's up, Evan?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized.
Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
So on my way back from spring training, I was going to start with Montas, but since you're talking about Pete, you know, watch live BP today. Pete not only looked jacked, but to me, put on a show. He was crushing the ball.
Yeah, Ryan, he's throwing 63 miles an hour, Ryan. It's straight fastball. Come on, buddy.
All right, fine.
As a matter of fact, I saw SNY tweet out, like the Yankees account tweets out, Jason Dominguez hitting a bomb off of Carlos Rodon, and then the Mets one is, hey, Pete Alonso flied out to right field. Great. That's the literally, go check the.
So they dissed him on Twitter. Yeah, that's like watching Victor Wembanyama dunk on a layup line. Hey, he's ready to roll. He's 7'9", and the rim is 10 feet.
I don't think it was meant to be a diss. Obviously, it was meant to be teasing. A look at, you know, Alonso. Everybody can't get enough of Alonso or Soto. Let me just see the exact. Oh, no, that was Alvarez. I want to see the exact way that they said it because I was like, all right. Yeah. Pete Alonso hits a fly ball to right field off Clay Holmes in live BP. And then I'm watching. I'm like, oh, did this go out? No, it goes to right field. All right, you got the Montas news. What do we got there, Hoff?
Okay, so I have two different things I see, but this is from DeComo, so I'm going to go with him. Mets starter Frankie Montas has a high grade lat strain. He's going to be shut down 6 to 8 weeks.
PRP injection as well, as I'm reading from Steve Gelbs.
Now, okay. Now I see that the Mayo has something that 4 to 6 weeks, according to Carlos Mendoza.
Yep.
So I'm not really sure it's 4 to 6 or 6 to 8.
Well, let's...
Gelbs says 6 to 8. So
okay,
it's that.
Let's go with 6 to 8. So he's shut down for 6 to 8. That means you got to build up for a month to be able to step on a major league mound. We'll see him in 3 months. That's what that means.
High
if you're lucky
grade,
with no setbacks.
This is the Syndergaard thing, high-grade lat strain. Didn't know
lat's
Syndergaard
a weird
had that?
One. Like, you know, you think rotator forearm strain, precursor to Tommy John, lat strain? That's a weird one.
6 to 8 weeks from throwing. So what are you saying, BT? PRP injection, you said 3 months?
Well, what I'm saying
because
is think about this.
8 weeks is 2 months.
Yeah, and think about this. So if he's shut down for 8 months, then he's going to have at least a month to build himself up to get on a major league mound. He's
right.
Got to work up incrementally to get there.
So February,
that's at least another month.
February, March, April, you'd say he's going to be. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
With
maybe
no
May.
With no setbacks, right. That's 3 months.
Maybe May. All right. I mean.
I'm not horrendous, but it's not ideal.
They should be able to survive, you would think, the first month of the season. But
yeah.
Again, you're now. You're thin. You've already lost one of your key depth pieces in that rotation and biggest acquisitions in the offseason as far as the rotation goes. I mean, it was Montas and Holmes. Like he was the first one. He was a big one. So that's going to be a little bit of a blow. But if he could come back in mid-May or even by June, you think they should be okay with the amount of guys that they have in that rotation?
I'd like to see the schedule. I'd like to look at the first 50 games. Not that it's going to define the season necessarily. Yeah, the Mets are going to hit enough where they're going to beat up on bad teams, you would think. I really do believe in Manaea. I believe the change that Manaea made a year ago. He I believe he's the real deal. And I like Senga. You like Senga. I like Senga more than you. And you like him. I just happen to really like him. So I think that they'll be fine. I think that they'll be good.
Look,
I think they're not gonna listen if they sink because Frankie Montas.
Yeah, exactly.
They're not nearly as good as we thought they could be.
Exactly. The Yankees overcame losing Gerrit Cole for the first half of last year. This is Frankie Montas we're talking about here. So it's not worst case scenario because I felt like it was leaning toward not good, but it's not worst case scenario.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.